Imposter syndrome, why we feel unworthy of our achievements. Have you ever achieved something significant yet felt like a fraud, believing that you truly didn't deserve it? It could be a sports endeavour, starting a new job, being invited to speak on a topic, publishing a book, or finding the partner of your dreams, and yet you feel undeserving, like you haven't done enough or somehow are unworthy to receive what you've managed to achieve. If so, you might have experienced imposter syndrome. This pervasive psychological phenomenon affects individuals across diverse backgrounds, professions, and achievements. Imposter syndrome is one of the biggest reasons people self-sabotage, stopping themselves from achieving their potential. To watch the extended version of this article, click the link below. Understanding imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome refers to the persistent feeling of inadequacy and fear of being exposed as a fraud, despite evident accomplishments. First coined by psychologists Pauline Clance and Suzanne Eames in the 1970s, it often manifests as a constant fear of being unmasked, despite external validation and successes. How imposter syndrome manifests. Imposter syndrome can manifest in various ways. Perfectionism, setting unrealistically high standards and feeling like a failure when you can't meet them. Attributing success to luck, believing that success results from our luck or chance rather than ability or hard work. Overworking, feeling the need to constantly work harder to compensate for your perceived deficiencies. Fear of failure, being paralyzed by the fear of failure often leads to procrastination or avoidance of new challenges. Where does imposter syndrome stem from? Numerous factors contribute to imposter syndrome. Early experiences, childhood environments that emphasize perfection or where achievements are never enough can contribute to feelings of inadequacy. Personality traits. High achieving individuals or perfectionists may be more susceptible to their tendencies towards self-criticism. Culture and society. Societal pressures, stereotypes, and cultural expectations can amplify feelings of inadequacy. Our brains are hardwired to detect threats. The simple answer is that our brain's primary role is survival. If we're in an unfamiliar environment, our brain gets active. It unconsciously scans for risks. Every new environment is a potential threat. The amygdala, located in the temporal lobe, constantly monitors our environment and assesses whether we're safe against memories of what we've experienced before. If it recognizes that we may be unsafe, it produces a chemical reaction and we may experience butterflies or feel anxious. Our heart will beat faster and our breathing rate will increase. Our unconscious brain tells our body to prepare to react quickly if necessary. As I've mentioned in many of my previous articles, when this occurs, our prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that's responsible for logical thinking, decision-making, and cognitive functioning, shuts down and the more primitive survival instincts take over, triggering our fight, flight, freeze response. The prefrontal cortex literally goes offline. Adrenaline and cortisol get released into the bloodstream, keeping us on high alert and making it more challenging, if not impossible, to think logically. That's precisely why someone else, friends, boss, family members, can tell you that you're brilliant by saying things like, you can do it, you've got this, you're amazing at what you do, but you find it impossible to be true. How to overcome imposter syndrome. If you're embarking on something new, like applying for a job, starting a new gym, or deciding to jump back into the dating pool, and you're feeling apprehensive, I recommend journaling your concerns beforehand. Forward planning and giving some thought to potential stressors or challenges will help you regulate your nervous system, making you feel safer, calmer, and therefore less likely to trigger your imposter syndrome. One other thing to be mindful of, and something I tell all of my career clients when they land their dream job, is that we're so used to performing at a high level that we expect to hit the ground running in our new job. However, the fact that we don't even know where to go for paperclips, and I realize that term is a bit outdated now, but you get the idea, will take some time to get used to. Furthermore, most businesses don't expect you to know everything from day one. There'll always be a grace period if you've chosen the right company with the right cultural fit. It's unrealistic to expect that you can deliver the same level immediately in your new role as you did in the old one. However, I recommend using grace time well, as it won't last long. So learn as much as possible, ask questions, and use the two ears, one mouth principle. Further advice on overcoming imposter syndrome. In the extended YouTube version of this article, I discuss how to overcome imposter syndrome, including why simply knowing about imposter syndrome can make a difference, how regulating your nervous system helps you think more clearly, using journaling and talk therapy to get out of your head. There's also lots of other top tips, and I do discuss how to overcome imposter syndrome when starting a new job, because that's extremely common. The wrap up. Imposter syndrome can be debilitating, but recognizing it is the first step towards overcoming its grip. Embrace your accomplishments, seek support, and remember that nobody has it all figured out. You're not alone in these feelings, and by acknowledging and addressing them, you can begin to break free from the chains of self-doubt and embrace your true self-worth. Remember, you are more capable and deserving than you give yourself credit for. Embrace your journey, celebrate your victories, and acknowledge that imperfection is part of being human. What next? Again, you can watch the extended version of this article on YouTube. If you head over there, please like, comment, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so that you don't miss anything. Once I hit 1,000 YouTube subscribers, I've decided to start doing live Q&A sessions to answer all your burning questions. So that's further reason to hit the subscribe button, and it's completely free. If you enjoyed reading this blog post and haven't yet subscribed to my twice weekly newsletter, straight to your email inbox, click the tab at the top of the page. Finally, as always, thanks for your continued support.